Welcome to the Week 6 DraftKings Preview. I'm Chris Meaney. Even after Tom Brady's fantastic return, he still is just the third highest-priced quarterback at $7,700 this week. Brady scored 32.6 points with his 406 yards and 3 touchdowns and is certainly worth using if you're going to pay up at the position. Russell Wilson is the least expensive he's been in some time at $6,900 and faces a Falcons team allowing the second-most points to quarterbacks. Wilson just happens to also be at home and is fresh off a bye. Going deeper, Marcus Mariota is coming off his best game of the season, maybe the best game of his career, with 3 passing touchdowns and 1 rushing score. The Browns are a great matchup for both him and the Titans. If you're looking to save significant dollars at the quarterback position, Alex Smith is just $5,700 and heads to Oakland for the best quarterback matchup of the week. Looking at running back, LeSean McCoy has the 4th highest points per game amongst backs playing this Sunday, and his price is reasonable at $6,900, especially when you factor in the favorable matchup against the San Francisco 49ers. Lamar Miller hasn't found the end zone just yet, but despite that, he still has double-digit points in each of his first 4 games, and the Colts, well, they're allowing the 4th most points to opposing running backs. Devonta Freeman will cost you only $5,600. He continues to put up big numbers despite sharing time with Tevin Coleman, so don't fret the matchup against the Seahawks. Ryan Matthews is back for the Eagles, scoring 17.5 DraftKings points last week, even with a fumble. He's up against the Redskins defense that ranks 30th in the league against the run. Don't overlook Matthews if you're aiming to save money at running back. Kelvin Benjamin has shown the ability to put up huge games, and Week 6 could be another one. The Saints' defense is horrendous, making him a top-end wide receiver. It's always fun to pair your quarterback with a top receiver, and if you're looking to use Russell Wilson, look at Doug Baldwin and his $6,500 price tag. They make for an enticing stack. Amari Cooper had his breakthrough game last week with 138 yards and a touchdown, and the Chiefs' defense hasn't been as strong in years past. Both Cooper and Michael Crabtree are potential lucrative options at wide receiver. It's hard to ignore Sammy Coates after last week's performance, particularly when the Steelers are playing the Dolphins. However, keep an eye on his status as he's been dealing with a lacerated finger. Rob Gronkowski's price has value compared to when he's fully healthy. In his first game with Tom Brady back under center, Gronk racked up 109 yards. If you can afford it, he's a top play at tight end. Slightly cheaper and a better matchup, Delanie Walker. He's $5,500, and the Browns are allowing the most fantasy points to tight ends so far this season. Meanwhile, the Falcons allowed the second most points to tight ends on the year, and Jimmy Graham now has back-to-back games with over 100 yards and 20 fantasy points. At $4,900, consider him a steal. The Panthers' defense has struggled so far and are allowing the 8th most points to tight ends. So, while Kobe Fleener has only had one big game, he has a good opportunity to break out yet again this week. The Bills host the 49ers, and they're averaging 13.8 DraftKings points per week, courtesy of the 17 sacks they tallied so far this season. With the quarterback position in flux for the Browns, the Titans will be one of the more popular plays this week, and that's okay. They scored double-digit points against the Dolphins and the Lions and should do the same this week. And that's it for the DraftKings Fantasy Football Preview for Week 6. Head to DraftKings.com, enter the promo code BRONCOS to play for free today.